Senator Wendy Davis says it was the Republican majority scheduling the abortion vote so close to the end of the session that gave her the chance to filibuster and help kill the bill. But she doesn't think the Republicans will make that mistake in the next special session starting Monday.
I think they're going to cram this thing down the throats of Texans.
Davis credits the hundreds of angry bill opponents that packed the Capitol with playing a big part in the bill's demise. Their outbursts from the Senate gallery delayed the bill signing until after the deadline, and Davis doesn't think they're going away.
People are awake and watching, and they are upset about what they feel is an intrusion on their personal liberties by this governor and lieutenant governor. And I don't think this is going to go silently into the night. I think that we're going to see people engaged and enraged for a long time to come.
Davis says she hopes the public outcry will have an effect at the ballot box. Speculation is growing that she may be interested in running for governor next year, though no Democrat has won statewide since 1994. How serious is she?
I, like many people, are becoming more and more fed up with this governor. And I think the larger question is, will people respond enough to demand a change in leadership in the state?
Governor Perry has not yet announced whether he plans to run for a fourth consecutive term, but he may have a few things to say about the next round in the abortion battle and Senator Davis when he addresses the National Right to Life Convention today in Dallas. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.